This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, Southern Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. I, dear listeners, am Ryan D, and that means it is time for a brand spanking new Music Savage show. That's right. It is Friday. It's almost the weekend. You made it this far. And I do appreciate you being out there, listening wherever you are, whenever you are tuned in. Thanks to each and every one of you for supporting this station and the show, which I love dearly. Been waiting for this all week, and here I am, and here you are, and that makes me very happy. I hope that you all have had a fantastic week, and you are ready to rock and or roll with yours truly. Let's talk about this show. You know how I like to kick things off nice and loud? Good old rock and roll. Do that every so often. Today is no exception. It is Friday, October 13th. So be careful out there. I'm going to play you a song of Friday the 13th inspired music. It is also October, as I just mentioned. I got another October spooky set I kicked off last week every Friday. Playing some Halloween themed music. Today is Paul Simon's 82nd birthday. And this week was also John Prine's birthday. We got a little set dedicated to them. It's New Music Friday. Got some brand new hot takes. My goodness gracious. Can you believe it? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell your friends, call your parents. Gather on those speakers and turn them way up. Grab your beverage of choice. And join me for 2 hours right here on this fine station. Kick it off, Boston Legends, Pixies. Get you up and at them. You up and at them? That's all right. You will be in a moment. Let's get the Music Savage show started right now.
We'll be right back. took off in the dead of night. But before you did, got your hair combed right. Yeah. The neighborhood watch knows the score. And they're knocking at your door. Let them knock some more. They're saying you need a little protection.
Yeah.
You cannot fight the seether. Don't even try it. There's no fighting that. Vrook Assault's right there, Queen. Vrook Assault Seether. It's the lead single off of the Chicago band's debut album. It's called American Thighs. It was released September 1994 on Minty Fresh Fresh Records. Up ahead of that, speaking of Vrook Assault, 1/4 of Vrook Assault, Louise Post with Queen of the Pirates. That's off of the co-founder's debut solo album, Sleepwalker, released this past June on El Camino Records. It took Louise quite a minute to release a solo record, but it is fantastic and was worth the wait. The Hives up out of that, You've Got It All Wrong, and that's off the Swedish band's fourth studio album, the Black and White album. It's called, it's released October 2007 on A&M Records. The White Stripes with Hello Operator, first and only single off the duo's sophomore album, Distill, and that was released in June of 2000 on Sympathy for the Record Industry. Spoon up out of that, a Hardest Cut, one of the most favorite Spoon songs of all time. It's the lead single taken off of the Austin band's 10th album, Lucifer on the Sofa, is released last March on Matador Records. And kicking off that nice long set of rock and roll with Boston's very own Pixies, Break My Body, and that's off their debut studio album, Surfer Rosa, released on 4AD in March 1988. I'm Ryan D, and this is the Music Savage Show. I hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time? Yes, yes, that makes me happy. All right, as I said at the top of the hour, and you should probably know because it's Friday and it's also October, and it's also October 13th. It's Friday the 13th. I'm going to play you a little Friday the 13th inspired set. And here are the Kills with Superstition. Music Savage Show. Yeah.
totally true. I mean, I just, as an attempt to hustle, that's what I call it. And then me pull the dirty trick. Oh, fuck. I broke my lip.
Run, run, run away. Oh, 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 oh.
A little spooky music in the background. I leaned into this pretty heavily last week. I think I did it in every air break. I was pretty proud of that. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I haven't done that this time. Hope you enjoyed that Friday the 13th set as much as I enjoyed playing it for you. Just heard The Cure, Forest, one of the best songs ever created, in my opinion, of course. It's one of my favorite Cure songs, of course. First and only single off of the band's excellent sophomore album, 17 Seconds, that was released April of 1980 on Fiction Records. Yeah, Yeah, Yeah is up into that with Heads Will Roll. It's very appropriate for Friday the 13th. It's the second single off of New York City Trio's third album, It's Blitz. It's Blitz was released March 2009. Hey, guess what? They're playing here in Boston Monday, November 6th at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. I haven't seen Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs in quite a long time, and I'm very excited for the show. So you know I'm going to be there. Hopefully I'll see you there. Talking Heads up into that, live version of Psycho Killer. It's the second single off the band's 1977 debut album, Talking Heads 77, but you heard the live version off of their double live album, 1982's album called The Name of the Band is Talking Heads. And kicking off that nice long set with The Kills, Superstition, is taken off the duo's 2003 debut album, Keep on Your Mean Side. Let's keep on the spooky side with the spooky Halloween-themed October set, part two. You heard part one last week. And keep it rolling as it is this season. Here's Tom Petty off of his debut solo album, Full Moon Fever. Released April 1989, Zombie Zoo.
All down the street, they're standing in line with white lipstick and one thing on their mind. Hey, little freak with the lunch pail purse underneath the paint, you're just a little girl dancing at the Zombie Zoo. Sometimes you're so impulsive. You shaved off all your hair. You look like Boris Karloff, and you don't even care. You're dancing at the Zombie Zoo. Dancing at the Zombie Zoo. Painted in a corner, and all you wanna do is dance down at the Zombie Zoo. She disappears at sunrise. I wonder where she goes until the show up with your friends half alive. Dancing at the Zombie Zoo. Dancing at the Zombie Zoo. Well, you can make a big impression or go through life unseen. You might wind up restricted and over 17. It's so hard to be careful, so easy to be led. Somewhere beyond the pavement, you'll find the living dead. Dancing at the Zombie Zoo. Dancing at the Zombie Zoo. Painted in a corner, and all she wants to do is dance down at the Zombie Zoo. She disappears at sunrise. I don't know where she goes until the at
It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my house? I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my house?
Are listening to the Music Savage Show with Ryan D on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Radio.
Thank you. out of the sun. Take a little stroll along the boardwalk, down to the end of the arcade. To the end, to the end. Step right up, it only costs a nickel. Wonder waits for you inside. Don't be frightened by the man taking the tickets. The poor man's only got one eye. That poor man. Waxy figures all on display.